Hello, how is it going today? So, a few days back, I was talking to you about the fact that you should sell and not be sold. You know, I told you that this colleague of mine on the real estate side was, well, got sold by a client on a price, an offer for an apartment that didn't make any sense. And as I'm sold on my product, on the apartment which I have listed, I didn't accept this offer, and I told my buyer to reject the offer, which we did. And guess what? Because we are sold on the product and the price, the buyer made a new offer, which is tens of thousands of euros higher. And that's exactly what I wanted. So you see, selling and being sold are two very different things. Yes, you should be sold, but you should be sold on your product. You should be sold on your service. You should be sold on what you are selling, which means that you are absolutely convinced and motivated to sell that thing at the right price and not get someone with some arguments sell you so that you get sold on their arguments and give up resources, money, whatever. It's the same thing in your life. If you're not motivated about what you are doing, about how you are doing it, if you're not motivated about that, if you're not committed, you're going to get sold. Look at how children behave. Man, they can sell you. They are sold on what they want, and they sell you so that you get sold on what they want. You see? That's the difference. And that's why my partner Grant Cardone called his book Sell or Be Sold. So how can you do that? Why is that working? What's going on in your brain when that happens? It's about the famous subconscious frustration. There is in your brain a subconscious frustration that's connected to what you are trying to sell. And don't take me wrong, selling is not just about selling products. Every persuasion action you are doing, it's somehow selling. You are selling your idea, you are selling yourself, you are selling a concept, whatever. You want to go to see a movie with your partner, with your wife, with your husband. You have to sell her or him on the idea. You want to have something at dinner with the family, and you have to sell them on that idea. Don't get sold. Don't get sold. Don't let them sell you their own idea. Be persuasive, and that means be ethically persuasive. Ethical persuasion is about getting from people the decisions you want while you help them to make the decisions they need. That's what ethical persuasion is all about. Nowadays, I mean, there are people who have done persuasion for ages, but nowadays we have the scientific background that allows us to better understand what's going on in the brain when the decision process is running, which means that you can use that scientific background and knowledge to do way better persuasion and be ethical. By being ethical, the brains in front of you who you ask to make the decision are going to perceive you in a very different way. They are going to like you. They are going to enjoy being with you. And they are going to listen more and more to you and enjoy being persuaded by you because you are helping them to remove a subconscious frustration, which is the decision trigger. There are many more little things that you need to adjust. And it's just not about knowing the subconscious frustration. It's about many other things, but start with understanding what the subconscious frustration is and keep in mind that it's purely human. So if you want to sell whatever you want to sell, use ethical persuasion. Target the decision maker in the brain. Want to know more? Get in touch with me. Cheers.